The problem is people put on a Speedo and they let their Speedo wear them. Yeah. You need to wear your Speedo.
Dude, you just sold like 20,000 Speedos.
Think about this. Hollywood Boulevard. We got a big billboard. We got Caleb Dressel, the guy who does Butterfly, the woman who does Free, the this, and then me in the center. It's not just for champions.
100%. Cheers.
I like drinking out of a glass.
I like drinking out of a glass too, to be honest with you.
And what better than the Two Bears glass?
Yeah, people don't even realize
this is a Two Bears glass?
Yeah.
Shit, we sell these?
Yeah.
For real?
Look at it.
This is nice. Right. You can get these at ymhstore.com.
Store.ymhstudios.com.
ymh.com.
Say the website?
Store.ymh.ymh.com.
No.
How many Lowe's would Rob Lowe row low if Rob Lowe could Rob Lowe's? How many of those could Rob Lowe row? Do you ever remember tongue twisters were a thing?
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember, like, yeah. Whatever happened to them? They kind of fell out.
They did, you know? Kind of fall out.
Like they were really big when we were in first grade, and then all of a sudden you outgrow them. And you're
did
like,
you see the latest Batman?
No.
No, it just has the Riddler. So I just thought that was a good tie-in.
I was talking to someone the other day, and I was like, what if our town? I was talking to Mark Norman and Sam Morrell about it, and I was like, there's like our focus is comedy, but is there someone whose focus is riddles?
Of course, there's probably
like, is there a guy
a riddle
who's like
obsessed person
really good at making riddles?
I bet there's even a riddle convention. There has to be. There's a convention for fucking everything.
I bet it's hard to get in. They're like.
Solve this
we're
riddle.
In the convention center, but you got to figure out how to get in.
Jigsaw puzzle convention.
That's fucking stupid.
Okay.
Fucking, it's a bunch of ants that never got married, and they're just old as fuck, and they sit around a coffee table. This is what happened to mine. Leanne loves jigsaw puzzles.
Really?
Leanne and Georgia love, and my only thing I love more than watching them do a jigsaw is taking one piece.
Oh. You do that?
Yep.
Just to fuck it?
So that I can finish the jigsaw.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You keep it in your pocket?
Keep it. I've lost it a couple times. I bet, went swimming with it in my pocket.
I bet that's real. That's got to be real female heavy, right?
Oh, you want to talk about a place to pick up pussy?
Yeah.
The jigsaw convention?
If you're a single man and you're looking for a place to pick up chicks who probably aren't fucking messes.
And not, do not have a bunch of diseases.
Yeah.
They do jigsaws all day. Yeah. They're not whores. Girls that probably can't sock cock well go to the jigsaw convention. Do you think we're going to get protested by the Jigsaw International Convention?
Maybe. What if the main thing is like, we do sock cock well?
Hey, guys, 93 days, 20 hours, 48 minutes, and 59 seconds away from the Jigsaw National International Convention.
Where is it this year?
In Las Vegas.
Oh,
no matter how puzzled you get, you'll surely fit in with any... What crazy is that? We're shitting on something. I'm shitting on it. You're not really shitting on it. Would you like to enjoy shitting on it?
Sure. Fuck these idiots.
But people are obsessed. Like, they love it. Like, it's their thing. And there's someone going like, oh, that kind of...
That hurt my feelings.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. Plus, I thought you guys were going after riddles. We're just jigsaw. Dude,
how the fuck did we get in the crosshairs of this? And they're like, fuck riddlers.
And it's just because a Google search led us here.
It's just
an accident. Google?
Google's
accident.
Like, do you mean jigsaws?
Oh, there's an award?
For the best puzzle. I want to see how fast someone can do a puzzle.
I want to know, how do you win? Is it for assembling it quickly?
World's fastest puzzler. There's got to be a guy who can do puzzles.
Or is this like designing a puzzle?
World's fastest jigsaw.
Huh. Oh, you can suggest new categories.
That's our next goal. We need to come up with new categories because if we can contact.
What are
them.
The current categories?
Yeah.
Do they have the award winners from previous years? 2021 jigsaw, whatever the fuck it is, puzzle award winners.
I bet all of them were like, no, I'm cool to zoom it. I don't want to leave this house. I got a great puzzle on my coffee table.
Oh, this is actually the first one.
Oh, this is the first one?
Shut up. I feel bad. We're fucking trashing them. They're just starting to launch. This is a guy with a woman with a dream.
Three women who've
known each other since childhood, who love doilies.
Right now they're like, is this so crazy? Is this crazier than starting our own racing team?
What's happening right now? Okay, ready? This is me acting it out. Oh, Kathy, pick up your phone. This idea we had about this jigsaw convention, it's blowing the fuck up. What is two bears, one cave? Wait, where are the bodies buried? Yeah. Garth Brooks, eat your scrum. I don't think these are the fans we're looking for, Kathy.
We had an overwhelming amount of people that submitted an award for biggest tits in jigsaw. And so we're going to have to include Mary this year.
I hate Mary.
And her big tits.
Big titted. She just puts them on the table. And then starts jigsaw.
There's always a missing piece under Mary's tits. Oh, God.
What a weird name, Jigsaw. I want to see the world's fastest jigsaw.
Oh, man. It's just a kid.
Ooh, fuck. I feel bad now.
Yeah. She's poor definitely. Girl. What year?
2014.
Oh, all right.
2014. Okay, now she's an adult.
She's an adult now. Yeah. Hey, what's up, you fucking stupid?
Wait, can I see video of someone putting together a jigsaw? Are they called jigsaws? That seems like
I don't know. Puzzles.
Puzzles. No, I was going to say racist, and then I was like, not. It's like a... It's just that doesn't sound
I can figure out what part of it made it sound racist. You don't have to lay it out. It wasn't the saw. Okay.
Well, it's just such a weird word.
It's a weird word. It is.
There's a sign. I won't say the word because taken out of context, it's going to look horrible.
Yeah.
But that the first part of jigsaw, there's a sign in the... Des Moines Dicks that just says real big that word, and I could not stop laughing
because which word?
Like, the first part of jigsaw just says, because that's also a thing for fishing,
dude. Wasn't it remember when Jeremy Lin took over like the NBA for a second? Wasn't there a headline that like went crazy because the expression is chink in the armor.
Chink in the armor.
Wasn't that used for a big headline? I really feel like, it says former employee acts for offensive Jeremy Lin headline.
Right the headline, there. Oh no, the headline read right different. Said, me so horny for this season of the. By the way, that's a quote.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Let's a song see. Too. Oh my God. Can you believe we used to sing that as kids?
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, it did.
Linsanity, chink in the arm. Wow.
For an accompanying
piece. I mean, that's a little, there's no way to get around that one. On the nose? There's like, no, man, I think we know what you're trying to do here.
Okay, look what he says. This is the guy who wrote it. Said he had lunch, met with Lin after the incident. Lin accepted his explanation for the mistake. Both men chatted about faith for some time. The incident took place, for use the headline. Everyone thinks of me as a bad person, an evil person. It was the worst 30 days of my life. To think I could be in a place now where I'm genuinely happy with my life, excited about serving the people of God. If you told me then, I wouldn't. Huh. Is there an explanation for why he chose that? Like, did he say he thought it was clever?
Yeah, he said, something? He goes, I thought you were Chinese, not Korean. I'm sorry. What is that? Is that bad?
Well,
I mean, that's like, I thought that was derogatory to Chinese people.
It is.
And Jeremy Lin's Korean.
It's Chinese.
Jeremy Lin's Korean. No, Jeremy Lin's Korean.
No.
Google it. Jeremy Lin is Korean. Why are you writing Chinese name? Don't write Chinese name.
Just
Taiwanese.
Taiwan.
Now I'm in trouble. Yeah. Fuck.
He played for the Beijing Ducks of the Chinese Basketball Association.
Is it? I mean, I hate to sound horrific right now.
Yeah. No, you've already done it. Go ahead.
I hate to say this. I don't even know the right way to say this, but there may be a couple Jeremy Lins playing basketball in Taiwan. I think he's Googling the wrong one.
What?
I think that's the wrong one.
That's him, dude.
No, it says this guy played for the Beijing Ducks of the Chinese Basketball Association. That's his title. The one we're talking about played for the Knicks.
It's the same person.
Why would they talk about the Beijing
Ducks?
Hit
the Wikipedia.
I mean, it's a popular name, Lin.
He unexpectedly led when he turned around with the New York Knicks.
Oh, okay, it's the same guy. Yeah. Okay, all right, my bad. Yeah. Didn't look like the same guy. this is fucking, can we talk about fucking jigsaws again? This is fucking horrible. You can't even like, I'm not even trying to be bad, but I thought it was a different guy.
Yeah, I hear you. It's okay.
Fucking, I'm not a big basketball fan.
There's also, you know, speaking of like expressions with like dicey.
Bert got in trouble for racial statements about basketball, and everyone's like, wait, and he was talking about Taiwanese people? Keep going.
No, there's an expression also that has that word that's commonly used. The jig is up.
Oh, yeah.
That's an actual expression that people, it seems a little outdated now, but you'll hear people who are like in their 60s, I feel like, use it. It has no racial connotation to it.
I've always been fascinated by those, like, you ever heard of jerry-rigging something?
Uh-huh.
And that's because the Germans were called Jerrys. And
for real?
Yeah. Towards the end of the war, all their Jeeps were all fucked up because they didn't have any funds coming in to help them. Hitler's fucking out of money. They were fucked. And so they would fix their Jeeps. Type it in, jerry-rigged. Gerrymandering? I don't know what that is. Jerry-rigged.
It says there, where did it come from? The drop down?
Comes from Jerry as a British slur against Germans in World War One. It was World War One.
Oh, where does it say that?
Above that, Jerry versus. Oh.
This sometimes thought
oh.
comes from Jerry as a British slur against Germans. What's the further explanation? Because it looks like it's a much.
It says Jerry versus jury-rigged.
Oh.
But no one jury-rigged something. Jury-rigged, you got it.
It means it was cheaply or poorly built. The word jury has different meanings. Okay, it could be used as a group of people that decides, da da da. Goes, scroll down. But in the nautical world, jury means makeshift or temporary. That's why that comes from that. So if it means to fit a ship or mast with the necessary elements, more generally, it means to assemble. That's thought of late 18th century. Okay, keep going. Jerry built is an adjective. It's cheaply or flimsy.
Jerry built the house.
Does it say, keep scrolling down. Everyday word, jerry rigged. She didn't know how she was going to get it, but it's not saying like the origin. Okay, scroll up a little bit. There we go, Germans. Sometimes thought comes from Jerry as a British slur against Germans during World War I and II. This disparaging term is real, a pun on the name Jerry and the pronunciation of the first part of German. The insult, however, is found by 1915, which is sometime after we first find evidence for Jerry built and Jerry rigged in the 19th century. So we're not sure. Oh, that's a great fucking article. At the very end, they're like, we don't know.
Yeah. So what kind of, what racial slurs can you use? No, like because you could like call a German person a Jerry and no one would bat an eye, right?
Oh, yeah.
You could call a Frenchman a frog and no one would fucking, but I couldn't call you, you're Peruvian. I couldn't, what's a racial slur for Peruvians?
Well, like when you're there, see, this is how like different, like words work in different places. This. Here in the United States, if you say cholo, that's like a Mexican, almost like aesthetic and culture, like cholas and cholos.
Yeah.
In Peru, that word is meant as a pejorative word for the native population. Same word. Ooh. Same word. It's like the N-word there.
You know? Is okay. Oh, okay. Oh.
So if you're here, you're like, oh, cholos. Like, if they are, they'll be like, what's up? Right,
but this is gonna sound crazy, but my family, what the fuck, my buddy Weicho, remember I was trying to see if you and your mom and his mom knew each other growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
So and he's Peruvian, but he looks like you, mm-hmm. right? Like,
yeah.
And then his brother is Peruvian, but looks like he's helping you get up to the top of Machu Picchu,
mm-hmm.
like, and so like very dark skin, very native looking.
Yeah.
So his brother. Oh, that's so fucking.
Yeah. If you
same with his sister. If sister you looks,
if you call if you say like wake up cholo to him, he'll it's a very pejorative word in Lima, like in Peru. You know.
Where's the fine line? Because I, you know.
Yeah, let's find the slurs we can use.
You can say
you can call somebody a Mick if they're your Irish friend,
100%.
But I think it's one of those words too that. It's kind of like who's saying it and how. Like it's accepted, but if you're really trying to disparage a group of Irish people, like if you were upset that they were at your place of business or something, you're like, fucking Mix. Like they're probably going to receive it differently.
But if you're if you and Colin Quinn are doing a jigsaw together and he can't get it done, figure out the corners, you're like, this dumb Mick over here. And he'd laugh.
For sure.
I don't think you can use like the ones for Italian. I think Italians are too.
Which slur? There's multiple ones for Italians.
Pull up Italian racial slurs. Really? Wait.
Yeah, but it's like also kind of like if it's your buddy and you're using it like, what are we doing here? Terrible. Terrible result. Terrible.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Type in.
List. List.
List.
And Italian. Italic slurs.
List of ethnic slurs. Sure. Let's hit this. And Nadav, our screen went blank. Can you read them to us? We can't see the screen at all. Will you just read all the racial slurs?
Gringo, yank.
No. Go for alphabetical. Alphabetical. Okay.
Oh, I didn't even know this one for Jews.
What is it? Oh.
Abby.
Oh, Abe. That's hilarious. That I love when a slur is just like, some of them have this name. Look at this fucking Abe over here. Yeah.
By the way, we could find some fun racial slurs that don't hurt anyone's feelings, but are fun to say, and then we turn it into positives.
Sure.
All right, keep scrolling, Abe.
A bead there is for a black African people. Oh, that's nice. Abbo. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's for Aboriginal. Okay. Acha.
Wait, what is that? Meaning good or okay in Hindi?
Yeah, but it's used on South Asian people? Oh.
Oh, yeah. Some of these are like, one guy heard it one time and was like, that's a good one, and then he just wrote the list. I've never heard that.
There's a nice one. Why don't you take that one, Annie, for us? Take that next one.
Hey, yeah, Annie, can you read some of these? Actually, can you read all of them?
Yeah.
If you can't get in trouble, I'm going to put my headsets on so I can hear you.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
We got nigga.
No, that hasn't come up.
Oh, my bad. Which one did you want?
That hasn't come up yet.
I've never heard that one before. Keep going.
Alpine Serb?
No, the one above it.
Oh, yeah. You like that one, huh? Are you a fan of that one? It says gator bait.
And that's, what is that?
It says that's my niggas, especially black nigga children.
Stop with that.
You don't have to make it worse.
You can say it with me. That's one that you definitely could say.
What?
You can say it like nigglets.
Okay. You know what? Let's take the mic away from Annie.
Wait, I got a better idea. Huh? Why don't you mouth it and Annie say it as a white guy? You mouth them and Annie, you'll put your voice into it there.
Hey, scroll. Let's see what's coming up next. Hold on. Anne. Hey.
I think.
Look at Anne over here.
Oh, that's a white.
Oh, a white acting black woman. Wow. That's got to be old as fuck.
Yeah.
That's from the 50s for sure.
Annamite? French, English, Vietnamese people.
Mm.
Never heard. I mean,
apples?
Apples for a Native American person?
First used in the 1970s. Oh. That explanation is painful.
This is, by the way, this is a horrible segment we're deciding to do.
He took it away.
He took it away from us.
Okay.
Good call, Abe.
All right. Good job.
Abe, is Abe from the Bible?
Abraham, yeah.
Yeah, he's in there.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
By the way, speaking of Nadav, we're at Kuya yesterday.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm going to do the accent wrong. I'm trying to do an Israeli accent. He's like, Hey, buddy, I want you to know that I'm sorry for that guy, Ari, when he drugged you, because it's not written dick of all of us. We don't all do that. And then Nadav goes, Barakaram Alankum. And the guy's like, Barakaram. And then they start Hebrewing out, like they back and forth to each other. In the thing. And there, and I saw a different side of Nadav.
Personality changes.
It was so interesting because I know Nadav, but I've never seen him speak Hebrew, and I forgot.
Did he sell the guy a laptop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They exchanged diamonds and then went to the other room.
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember?
Me and Jacob, we just went into the other room and we exchanged some jewels with each other.
What'd you guys talk about?
I just heard the accent and immediately... I could hear an Israeli accent, so I asked him if he was Israeli, and then we kind of went back and forth. They're like, where are you from? How long have you been in Austin for? Apparently, there's an Israeli population in Austin, and a lot of them go to Kuya, because I hear that accent a lot.
So you did like a what's up, dog kind of conversation?
One of those.
Nice.
And then he, can you say the N-word in Israel?
They have a different word for it, but...
What is it? You can't say it? But no, I mean, like, so hang on, no. Just out of curiosity, who would get mad? Who would get mad? No one would get mad. Because, but you don't know the word to be a hurtful word.
Oh, now, nigga. You just explained what the motherfucking word was. Yeah, I do know it. I'm good. I don't want to hear it.
Hey, Nadav.
Yeah.
Text us.
Okay.
Oh, like, we're going to be able to fucking say that.
He'll help you out.
But what's interesting is the... that sounds racist. So we
is that word not cool to say though?
Well, there's no black people in Israel, so they don't really have anyone there.
But
to
it is a slur.
It is a slur. Yeah.
Okay, it's not like a reference.
No. Like you won't find that word in a textbook or anything.
Gotcha.
They had a word in Russian for black people.
And I remember
they would say it very freely, and we had one black dude on our trip with us, and they would say it very freely in front of him, and say it about him, but he didn't know what the word was, but I did because the guys I hung out with told me what the word was. They did majority, by the way, my experience. I know people say different experiences, but the majority of black people in St. Petersburg were going to college there. They were from Africa and they were smart as fuck, and so there was a. The common St. Petersburg dude did not like black people because he just saw them coming in, going to college there, and then fucking leaving. And so he felt like they were using, so they did not let, they had a problem with black people.
I remember Christina's dad told me the slur for Asians in Hungarian.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's punci semed, which is pussy eyes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And by the way, not like... Hey, here's a secret. Just like, what? Like, I was like, okay, I got it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. What, I spent a lot of time with Nadav yesterday.
Yeah, going over slurs?
No, talking, we went to Kuya and we had a fucking great day. You know how fucking hot I was firing yesterday?
Yeah, you were on one yesterday.
I said, it happened again. It happened at Kuya. It happened again, and I fucking spun out, and I looked at Nadav. I was like, this isn't who I am. This is who I'm turning into. Like, I'm just overworked. I'm over tired.
I was trying to get you to fucking just
like take a breather yesterday.
Yeah, and I could not. And then we did 20 minutes in the sauna?
Yeah, 20 minutes in the sauna, 3 minutes in the plunge, and we did three cycles of that.
We did three cycles of that, and I came out feeling like a million bucks. Went back to the hotel. I fell asleep on the floor. Like I was trying to, my sciatic nerves a little bothering me. I fell asleep on the floor. Watched Jack. Have you seen Jackass?
The newest one?
No. Yeah.
It's the greatest movie ever made.
Really?
Have you guys seen Jackass?
Yeah, I saw it.
It is, you'll never make a comedy funnier than Jackass. You will never make a comedy. And I will tell you, I initially did not want to like the new cast because I'm old school. I felt bad that Bam wasn't there. Ryan Dunn's dead. I was like, this is going to be, I'm not going to like it. I loved the new cast.
Those like bits that you do are all, like, I haven't seen the new one, yeah, but I've laughed so hard at the previous ones because it is kind of like, you actually feel like it's not even like, you feel like things you would think of like in middle school and could not really execute. And these are grown ass men doing shit that you like fantasize about. What I can't believe is that the OGs are still doing it. They're like fucking 50. And you're like, how are you not dying doing this?
What's the guy's name? The one guy is the heart and soul. Keep it up. Keep it up. Aaron.
Yeah.
McGinney is the soul of this show. I don't mean to speak out of pocket. Obviously, I love Steve-O, right? I love Steve-O. Everyone's great. Pontius great, is yeah. always delivers.
Knoxville.
This guy, Zach, is fucking awesome. Wee Man's amazing. Rachel Wolfson. Obviously, Johnny Knoxville. Hit show more. Poopies and Aaron McGinney are the standout fucking home run hitters in this. Poopies is so fucking, he's so meant to do this.
Really?
He's such game, but he's so honest.
Yeah.
He's so fucking honest. But that Aaron guy,
yeah,
Danger Aaron, I think was his name.
Uh-huh.
Dude, he gives, we were talking, this is all I could think about watching this. Because Johnny Knoxville obviously has given his life for this. He's given his life for this.
Yeah, but the Aaron guy, I remember from the previous ones, he his emotion reads so clearly.
It reads so clearly, yeah. And he's so willing to offer himself up for comedy.
Yeah.
Meaning he is willing to...
Wolfson is a stand-up, right? She's a comic?
Yeah, Rachel Wolfson. I think she dates Matt Edgar. I think so. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Fucking Poopies is new to it. He's the one that got attacked by a shark. Did you ever see that? He's the one that on Discovery, Jackass did a thing, and he got his hand bit by a shark.
No.
And I think he's having a hard time recovering his hand. But
how long ago was that?
Shark Week, so like June last year. June. Dude, Poopies is so fucking, Steve-O is such a fucking gamer. He goes so fucking hard in this. But that guy, Aaron, Danger Aaron, he is so, look at this shark, show him the shark bite.
Is that, are they brothers?
Who?
Wait, go back to the list. McKierney. Okay, they have different last names. I didn't
that
know.
Guy Aaron gives himself up for this movie. He offers every part of his body for this movie, and in the way that you go, I get done and I go, I owe that guy a little more. Like I owe him something. He's that fucking good, dude. They do a bear sketch. I mean, I'm not ruining it because there's no way to ruin it. You have to watch it. Where they're doing a fucking lie detector on him, and they have like a shock collar on his neck, and they put him in an electric chair, and he's strapped in an electric chair, and then Johnny Knoxville leaves the room, and they cover him in honey and salmon, and a bear comes in, and it's the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
He's so scared.
He's so scared, Tom, that when it's over, he's frozen, and he doesn't know if it's over or not. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. I'm going home. Chris Pontius's dick is my favorite dick I've ever seen. Dude, they do this fucking tarantula thing. This guy gives everything to this fucking movie. Like Johnny Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville gets knocked unconscious.
Holy shit.
And by a bull. And you go, dude, that dude goes hard in the paint every fucking time. So does Steve. I can't. There's not one person I could slander.
Wait, can
in
we
this
see
movie.
The shark thing? Is that a clip we can play?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Show
without Jackers. Sound.
Yeah, it's on Discovery, but we'll play without sound.
Yeah, let's see. Because I want to see. This is Shark Week from last year.
So he's gonna. Yeah.
Oh my
this
God.
Year. This year. Yeah, yeah.
That's him.
That's Poopies. And he's gonna jump over a thing of sharks, and he lands in them, and gets fucking bit.
No.
Watch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I need my medical bag now. Holy shit.
Dude, I used to follow Poopies on Jamie O'Brien.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That is, he is just gushing blood.
Dude, it fucking bit his
Holy
fucking hand.
Fuck. That is so intense, man. This is for a stunt. He got bit by a shark. What kind of shark was it?
It's just a blue, I think.
Oh my God.
By the way,
Chris, they're going to show this wound.
Chris Pontius is fucking so valuable to this show.
Yeah, it's he's great. Oh my God. That is, dude, that is, do they show the wound?
I don't think they do, but you can go.
That's nutty.
It's insane, man. He's been rehabbing this hand for a while.
Really?
Yeah. I follow him on Instagram. He's a fucking great guy. I used to watch him on Jamie O'Brien's vlog. He'd come in and everything he did was fucking hilarious. Go to Poopy's Instagram. Dude, I can't tell you how valuable these guys in Jackass are to America.
To America?
Because this show it's the funniest movie I've ever seen. Yeah. Ever seen. No one will ever make a movie this funny. Ever. It'll never be done.
Yeah.
The laugh per minute's in this.
Yeah, it's just.
Is this Poopies? Scroll down. Scroll. Keep scrolling. Rachel Wolfson is a gamer.
Really? She does stunts?
Dude, she's fucking awesome.
Does she do stunts in this?
Yeah, yeah. Keep going and you can see Poopy's hands. Like, there's a...
That's wild. He has
He gets bit in the face by a fucking snake.
He has highlights. It says Shark Week highlights, so that it might be in his highlights.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at the top?
Yeah.
Go back to the top of the page, and it has it says Shark Week.
Yeah.
So that it could be in there, you know?
This is just that week that he was about to do it. Then he but goes I mean, out. Look at this. Oh,
he's on his way, probably right there.
Yeah,
that's just fucking nuts. You're right. It's coming up on a year. 47 weeks ago, Jesus Christ, that is so nuts. That fucking, huh?
Yeah, but I remember doing a deep dive because I was worried about his hand, and I saw him doing a dance with his friends, and you could see that he didn't have like full use of his hand yet. This is probably like a few weeks. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me.
Dude.
Dude, it almost bit his hand off.
Sure looks like it. And that was just something sampling the meat, you know? It was like,
Dude, that is fucking insane.
Wow.
That is... By the way, that's what's great about these guys is like you watch them, they get fucked up. Like Johnny Knoxville gets knocked unconscious.
Oh my God, he's had so many concussions.
He gets knocked unconscious at one point, Tom, and all you hear, the bull hits him and you just hear.
Just out.
Out. And
Steve-O, the things he's done to his
dude,
body.
Dude, Steve-O.
You know, in the history of podcasting that I've done, the person that probably surprised me the most was Steve-O.
How so?
Just what you think you're watching and then how he is.
Yeah.
Because, like, he just seems like a reckless moron. Yeah. If you just watch, like, clips, you're like, this guy's out of his fucking mind doing this shit, you know? And then you talk to him and you see, like, how well thought out everything is. And you're like,
he's a gangster. He comes. I went over to his house. He was working on a special and asked me to kind of go over, take a look at it and help him, see if there's any ideas I could help him with. So we went over to his house. He is, first of all, he's very adept at editing. He has documented everything. His YouTube page is fucking amazing. He knows what he's doing. He knows he's a businessman.
Yeah.
I think that's the fascinating thing.
It's impressive.
When you look at this business and you see someone like Johnny Knoxville, right? Who, when I met Johnny Knoxville, we were eating pills in Tallahassee, drinking, dressing up as women, breaking bottles over our heads, falling down a flight of stairs. I never did I see the shrewd businessman that he is, right?
Yeah.
But that's what's cool about this business is you see people that on the surface come off like, who the fuck is this guy? Like Ron White or Joe Rogan. You know? Who the fuck is this guy? Fucking martial arts, Fear Factor. And then you see the businessman kind of come out and surface and you're like, holy shit. And that is a perfect example of Steve-O because he really is a fucking... Dude, think about it. He started doing stand-up in open mics in L.A. when he was already famous and now he's doing theaters. He has a tour bus. He sends me pictures of his tour bus all the time. He's like, hey, what do you think?
It's amazing.
I cannot speak highly enough. And the only thing that bums me out is that you don't get to see Ryan Dunn or Bam. I can't really shit on it at all because the movie was so fucking good. Every single one of these new kids delivers. And I say kids are probably, well, they're probably kids to me.
Yeah.
But they all fucking deliver. And I mean, it's so good. Preston Lacey, everyone on this thing was fucking amazing. It was such a great movie.
Yeah.
Dude, by the way, Bear Margera's mom, when she was younger, was hot as fucking shit. You know April?
I don't remember.
You know Bam's mom, right?
Well, I mean, I remember.
April Margera.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures on someone's Instagram.
He just like fell off into drugs, right?
I think it's alcoholism. I think it's bipolarness, to be honest with you. I think he has some bipolar issues. By the way, I'm speculating entirely, but I think he has some bipolar issues and he couldn't get them.
But those are exacerbated by
alcoholism and
pills. And
possibly
stuff, right?
Speed. I think he was doing speed. It's all speculation. But yeah, he... I feel bad, man. Cause Bam is one of those guys that all these guys in Jackass, you feel like you grew up with.
Sure.
You feel like you knew their whole lives.
Yeah. They were all doing shit, to be truthful, that like everybody kind of wishes, like you were like, I want this to be my group of friends. Cause they're just making, you're just making you laugh, doing fun shit. Like they just seem like the most fun people to hang out with. And you'd watch those stunts and you're like, Jesus Christ. You wanted, and then, you know, they would, I remember cause their disclaimer used to always be like, do not fucking try this and,
do you
like,
know why?
And don't send these videos. People would die doing
people
it.
People were getting fucking paralyzed sending them picture videos.
Yeah.
So Johnny
and we're not opening your video. I remember that. MTV was like, if you send in, we throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
Don't fucking send us anything.
When Johnny Knoxville, so in 1997, I get written up in Rolling Stone magazine and I do a series of commercials or one commercial with ESPN's 2. They send Johnny Knoxville and another actor. I don't know the other actor. They send them down to Tallahassee to party with me for 2 days. And then we're going to shoot a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we shot a commercial.
This is when you're in school?
I'm in college. And they come down on a tour bus, my first experience on the tour bus. And I go in. I smoke a couple bong hits. There was a bong in this bus. And I take some pills and we start drinking. And Johnny Knoxville puts in a tape of, I think it's Can't Kill Yourself, CKY. And it's these guys trying to break a beer bottle over their head. And we are laughing hysterically. Hysterically. I'm saying the fucking hardest I've ever laughed. That night, we go back to we take the tour bus out to Yanni's. We pick up a bunch of girls. We go back to my apartment. We dress as women. Johnny Knoxville says, I can throw myself down a flight of stairs. And we're like, okay. And he falls down our flight of stairs. And he's like, let me show you how to do it. And I was like, sure. So he shows me. I fell down a flight of stairs.
Like the way to not get hurt.
Yeah. We're sitting in my kitchen. This is going to sound like Burt Kreischer selective memory right now. I'm aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting in my kitchen. And he tells me, I want to do a show where I get shot in the chest with a gun. I get hit by a bow and arrow. I get tasered. I want to call it. And I don't know if he said the name Jackass. But I just picture the American flag blowing, right? And just some like great old country music, like real Americana. And then I get shot by a gun. I have a bulletproof vest on. I get tasered. I'm like, great, man. Good luck. And so I'm in LA. It's now 1990. It's 2000. I think that's when Jackass came out. I'm sitting eating lunch at the on the set of the X show. And one of our grips goes, has anyone seen Jackass? And I was like, no, I heard about it. What is it? And he goes, you got to see it. And it's, hi, my name's Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass. American flag. And I went,
he did it.
I was like, he did it. He did it. 2 weeks later, Jackass is now the biggest thing in America.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, I'm sitting in California Chicken Cafe and Johnny Knoxville walks in. And I go, Johnny. And he looks at me and goes, Bert Kreischer, what are you doing here? And I said, I have a TV show out here. I moved out here. And he's like, hey, man, congratulations. Good for you. And I was like, good for you, man. I love Jackass. He's like, oh, thank you, man. He's like, well, it was good seeing you. And goes down and he sits down at a table with Chris Pontius, Steve, the whole cast of Jackass is there. Maybe not Steve. I don't remember really totally. But I do remember Chris Pontius because Chris Pontius had poked holes in his newspaper and was watching us with two eye holes in a newspaper watching us go, and then looking over it and watching through it. And I was, but Johnny Knoxville, man, that fucking good for that guy, man. That I'm so happy.
Yeah. That show is like, you know, a genre defining like cultural moment, a movement really. Like that
How
thing.
How fucking crazy is it that like, I'm a pretty big comedian.
Yeah.
That at one point in the universe, our paths collided.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's pretty, it's fucking pretty wild that he told you the idea. And you're
told
like,
me the idea of Jackass in our fucking kitchen.
Yeah. So when he came down, was he known?
No. I think we called him, I really got to be really honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't think we called him Johnny Knoxville. I think that was his writing name.
Why did you, why was he sent to do anything with you?
He was an actor. He was an actor before he was anything. PJ Clapp or something. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. He was an actor. I wonder if we get Johnny Knoxville's number and call him. I wonder if he remembers me still. I mean, no one's going to forget meeting Johnny Knoxville.
Text an agent right now and be like, hey, do you have Knoxville's number? Just see what they say.
Text my agent?
Sure.
Where do you think he's reptized? I bet he doesn't have an agent.
Here, I'll do the same.
Fucking Intel just texted me. Okay.
It'd be hilarious if we can get him on the phone right now.
Why don't we just text Steve-O?
Oh, yeah. Hello. We're fucking stupid.
Hey, Tom and I are talking about the new Jackass on Two Bears, and we wanted to talk to Johnny Knoxville. Any chance you can hook that up?
Hmm.
All right. Steve-O's going to be like, why don't you want to talk to me?
Just be like, because you didn't party with me in Tallahassee?
By the way, Steve-O was at University of Miami at that time. Think of all the talent that came out of Florida. Me and Steve-O. Fucking weird fucking... If you text him, it's me, and he may remember me. What if he's like, he's like, man, we're not really friends in real life.
I think it's so funny the way you voice text.
Why don't I just fucking FaceTime Steve-O?
Okay.
Why would I dick around with a text where you may not understand what I'm saying? And why don't
this is so aggressive.
It's not aggressive, it's Steve-O.
Okay.
I started putting lotion on my face. Fucking, come on, Steve-O. Hey, where are you at?
I'm in my van.
Hang on, I'm going to flip you around. We're doing Two Bears, One Cave.
Dude, I love it. Are you in Austin?
I'm in Austin right now. Dude, I cannot stop talking about how great Jackass Forever is.
Well, thanks, bro.
Dude, I put you in my Instagram stories, but the fucking entire new cast is... Everything about that was a home run. It is the funniest movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Dude, thank you, Bert. I love it, man. I'm on the Paramount lot right now, just leaving after doing some promos for digital.
Oh, for real? Hey, man, here's a question I wanted to ask you. Is there any way you can text Johnny Knoxville and see if we can talk to him on Two Bears? I partied with him in college, and I wondered if he still remembered me.
I would be happy to do that. Are you trying to do that right now?
Because we're doing an episode right now, and we're talking about me partying with him and him throwing me down a flight of stairs.
In 1997. Okay. All right. Let me I wonder if I can add him to a call.
That would be great.
Yeah, let me see. Can we add the app?
Can you? Can you add a FaceTime? I think you can. Hit the.
All right, I'm going for it.
All right. All right. Here we go.
I wonder if it's working, though. Not connected. Ringing.
It's ringing. God, I hope this works.
And I hope to God he's like, I have no idea who you are.
That, me too. I believe hope that me. He's like, I wish that harder.
He's like, I remember the chicks. I don't remember some dude.
He didn't even remember the chicks.
Hey, how's Poopy's hand doing, Steve-O?
Man, I just had Poopy's on my podcast, and it was, I got to say, heartbreaking, man. His hand is like, it goes from there to there for the rest of his life.
Wait a minute. Hey, Steve-O.
Yeah.
You should, after this, hit me up and let me tell you about, I got the best hand nerve guy on the planet.
All right.
I'll
be surprised if he's already seeing that same guy.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe not.
I mean, dude, he severed like multiple arteries, severed and all of his tendons.
Yeah,
severed.
That's... It's fucking insane.
Fuck me. God damn. Well,
what was even gnarlier on my podcast with Poopies, the Wild Ride podcast, he fucking said his bank account is a negative number.
What?
Swear to God.
From what?
He's trying to go surfing with his buddies and he can't follow them in his car because he can't put gas in it.
Hold on.
I mean, you got to figure there's no back end for the new people. And the front end, they're going to give them the SAG scale, which for a principal actor is still $65,000. And they got that like 2 years ago because COVID shut it all down.
Oh,
and he's also not the most savvy guy.
I used to follow him on Jamie O'Brien's vlog.
Yeah.
God damn it.
But it's pretty gnarly, man. Like, if anybody is listening to this and has love for Poopies, he does have a cameo, and he's pretty open to doing whatever you ask him to do on a cameo.
Oh, fuck. Well, I appreciate you picking up, Steve-O. I appreciate it. Hey, let's podcast soon.
Dude, I'm dying to. And Bert, remember when you came over and I screened for you a draft of my hour of comedy?
I was just talking about that to Tom. By the way, you should listen to this episode. What?
I got my new hour ready for you to see. And bro, I just spent $85,000 in one day on the opening sequence.
Dude, I was taught you should listen to this episode. We speak very, very kindly of you and how you are one of those guys that despite what people may think of you or see of you, you are a savvy businessman and you are doing everything the right fucking direction, dude. We could not be happier and prouder to call you a friend.
I would, dude. Likewise, man. Both of you guys. Awesome, dude. Well, hey, I'll try to set up Knoxville for you for a future episode.
Yes, please. That would be great, dude.
Yeah, and I won't remind him of who you are.
Yeah, see if he. I don't. I wonder if he knows who I am. I'm that's what I'm curious about.
I'll tell him. I've got someone from your past.
There you go.
Who you'll be so excited to see, but I won't name you. So
all right.
You'll think it's gonna be like, what is this?
Okay, awesome, Steve-O. I love you, brother. Thank you.
I'm losing him.
All right, dude, bye. Love you, bro.
I really thought that was about to work out.
By the way,
And I would have loved so much if Steve-O was like, I don't know who this is. This is a lie.
Or Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. This is
that's me. All you have to do.
He's like, I was never.
I've never heard of you. I've never been to Tallahassee. No. Don't know what you're talking about.
And you'd have been like, oh.
You don't think that's happened to me before? You don't think I've had this is the story of my fucking life.
And then they just like keep adding facts and you're like, okay, all right, I might have gotten it wrong.
This is the fucking, that's the crazy part is you start telling stories and then you're like, am I wrong? Am I right about that?
By the way, we should point out the fact that I think it was on this podcast, maybe a month or two ago.
Yeah.
Where you challenged Caleb Dressel to, you're like, I'm going to swim. I'm going to race him. And he actually has reached out and now Speedo's aware. He's aware. And this is probably going
to
happen.
The race is on. Yeah. Literally, his words to me were, I will have my people call your people.
Yeah.
And his people are Speedo.
Yeah, that's right.
This is a fucking, this is a, let's just start right here. This is a sponsorship 8 years in the making. 8 years ago, I made a call out video to Speedo. It was when I got in trouble for being in Brazil and beating up a bathroom and then he lied about it.
Oh, right.
He lied about it. And then
I thought you were talking about yourself for a second. I was like, what'd you do?
No. I was in Brazil around the same time, though.
Yeah.
Oddly enough. And so he got in trouble. Yeah. I don't want to say his name because I don't want to do Ryan Lochte. And so, whatever. I don't want to shit on Ryan Lochte.
Yeah.
He doesn't work for Speedo anymore because he got fired from Speedo. Which is fucking bizarre. It's just swimming. Come on.
Yeah.
Let the guy fucking beat up a bathroom and blame it on the indigenous folk. The guy.
And we got full circle to how the episode began.
He was like, no, I swear to God, it's a bunch of cholos. Yeah. So,
oh, fuck.
So I made a call out video in my friend's pool with our kids playing in the background. And I said, here's the deal. I'll go under. It's interesting to see how my promo videos have changed over time.
Yeah.
I used to, because I was on Travel Channel and I was doing reads and I was good with pacing.
Yeah.
I was doing reads every day. My pacing is a lot better in my older promo videos. I'd be like, hey, Speedo, it's your boy, Bert Kreischer. You know who I am. Actor, author. That's how you do a read on Spano.
Yeah.
But when you're doing a read for promos now, you're like, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Bert Kreischer, the machine. Woohoo! And then you like, it's faster when you're promoting dates.
Yeah.
But it went viral, but like it got passed around a lot. And a bunch of companies reached out, but Speedo never reached out. And then we found out Speedo, my offer was for $2 million, I would do nothing but wear a Speedo for an entire calendar year. That's all I'd wear.
Yesterday's price is not today's price, though, is it?
Not even fucking remotely. Wow. Isn't that funny?
You would be like, $2 million? Fuck you. You want me to wear them for an afternoon? So fucking funny. Jesus.
So I said I'd wear them on airplanes, on stand-up shows, on Good Morning America. I'd wear Speedo. I'd only wear Speedos. That would be
you would have done that too. 100%. Yeah.
And so
I've been around you in them. It's not.
I love Speedos, dude. I fucking love Speedos. Here's the problem: is like with every sport, everyone wants what the pros are using. When it comes to lacrosse sticks, you want the high end. STX, right? The fucking high-end one. You see it at Dick's. I want the fucking... I've been in Speedos my whole adult life. My childhood, I love Speedos.
Man, there's a picture of you looking good, though.
Where?
Scroll down. Not that one. Underneath.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
Look at you there.
That was a fucking... That's fucking great. Where is that from?
It looks like Australia or something.
Yeah, that was on my 40th birthday.
That's your 40th birthday?
It's my 40th birthday. Skinniest I've ever been.
Is that in Australia?
It's in Australia. On my 40th birthday, we were at Bondi Beach, and I spent the day playing in the waves for Travel Channel. Leanne was there, and if you're going to try to pinpoint a moment when I can quantify my happiest, it was that day. The water was ice cold, crystal blue, crystal clear. The waves were absolutely perfect, slowly peeling onto like a semi-beach break, and I was skinny. I was the happiest one of the happiest I've ever been. If I could go back to one day, that would be that day. And I was by myself. I mean, Liam was there, but I spent the most of the day playing in the waves by myself in a Speedo. Now, here's the interesting thing about a Speedo. And this is my pitch. Everyone, if you're going to get your kid a glove, you're going to get him a glove, but you're going to go, I want to get let's look at what the pros are using.
Right.
Right. No right. one. No one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's me with my pot plants. I remember when I was growing pot. Yeah. Oh. And yeah. so I got a lot of companies reached out to me and sent me their product, but and their products were awesome. There were a lot of great. Shinesty makes a great swim thong,
yeah.
which are awesome. There's a lot of really great companies that make great swim apparel.
Yeah.
However, let's be very candid. The Mercedes-Benz is Speedo, right?
Right.
It's Speedo, and
that's who you wanted to work with.
And well, what I wanted to do is, and I still am here. And if I beat Caleb Dressel in the 50 free, then I get signed to Speedo, and we do a deal. I want to make them accessible for the everyman. How many pictures are there of me in Speedos? I'm all over the fucking place, right?
Yeah.
Because when you swim in a Speedo, you are like a goddamn fucking dolphin. Yeah. You slide through the water. You slide through the water. You've never felt it. It's better than swimming naked, because when you swim naked, you get a little turned on, and you're like, oh, now my dick's hard. Now there's water going into my dick. You need a Speedo to tuck it in. And I'm telling you, everyone would wear a Speedo. Why are you not wearing what the best swimmers in the world wear when you go to the water? Why are you choosing to wear a pair of pants? What they train in. They train in those bathing suits so they can get better. Why now, are you...
There are... I have seen pro-level swimmers wear, like, the skin-tight shorts.
Well, that's all Caleb Dressel wears. Go to Caleb Dressel.
Oh, really?
Okay. Caleb Dressel's a goddamn god. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
No, you know, I saw me in Speedos. Take a look at this.
No, I know. It's fucking... It's
how...
Fuck.
Yes, he is.
Son of a bitch.
Look at his fucking body.
Yeah. You know what this motherfucker does?
Swims.
Nothing but swim. Nothing but swim. I bet he sleeps in the water. Oh, yeah. So he has the shorts on, like the actual.
So the shorts are actually fucking better, to be dead honest
with
you.
They're like super tight shorts.
These shorts. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to be Caleb and know anything about anything.
Look at this motherfucker, man. Is that his chick?
Yeah.
Oh, it's his wife. Man.
He is. The guy's got the perfect male body.
Yeah.
I mean, he got the perfect male body, really, honestly. And he's got a great sense of humor. Guess what? Fan of Two Bears.
Really?
Yeah. So he's got a great sense of humor. Guy's got great taste in comedy, in my opinion. Him and his wife. They watched. He was like, hey, man, I saw the clip of you talking about me. And he's like, he was a really cool guy. We texted back and forth, but he's also a fucking competitor.
Of course.
And his reply to me was like, you know,
I was out there getting better today.
Let me just say, you can tug on a tiger's tail.
Yeah.
But when that tiger roars,
yeah.
You remember, yeah. Oh, you're a fucking tiger.
Yeah,
your
right.
tail might be soft and fluffy.
Bert, this isn't just a swimmer. It is
the greatest,
fastest swimmer in the world.
He swims 50 meters in 18 seconds. 18 seconds. Now, I don't want to show you everything in my hand, Caleb, because I know this is going to get you to you. But my real time on my 50 free was 36 seconds.
What'd you say it was in the video?
20.
20? 2 seconds slower?
You know, he was like, really? When why aren't you swimming competitively? You know, it's like if Caleb Dressel was like, thank you so much. Good night. I just did 1 hour of comedy. No one says that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. That's really impressive, man.
So, yeah, it's going to happen. And so the pitch, and God bless Dave fucking Williamson, because Caleb and I were DMing or whatever about, like, what would you wear? These suits that he's got on, you can only wear twice. These ones.
Why?
Because once they're hard to get on. Once they get on, they're that fucking tight. And once they get on, you can only wear them twice because then they did the fucking thing. What?
Just how much of you would spill over? That'd be pretty good.
That's what he will. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I believe there is a marketing. I believe there's a piece of the pie that Speedo's leaving out.
Which is
guys like me who like being in the water.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like being in the water and wouldn't mind being a little quicker in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when I go to the beach, I play in the waves, I realize how much drag I have. But if you could swim in the waves like a dolphin, wouldn't you want it?
Yes.
When you get in your pool by yourself,
yeah.
You're at your house.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you, why would you put on a pair of pants? Wouldn't you like to be in the pool and you swim around and all of a sudden one of the boys falls in and you.
I'll say this is true. My whole life, except for when I was 7, 8, and 9 and on the swim team in locally. But since then, I've never worn a pair of Speedos. And you, I swear genuinely, have convinced me in this conversation to get a pair of Speedos and get in the pool just to feel what it's like.
It
so
is.
You are convincing that it's worth trying them.
It really is the phrase, a hot knife through butter.
And it's like fully American only that it's shorts for everybody to go. So like if you go to Europe, people only wear Speedos.
Everyone. Dude, type in sexy beast. Sexy beast.
Yeah.
Ray, what's his name?
Yes.
Winstone.
Yeah.
In a speed. I mean, everyone.
Well,
wears,
that's Europe. That's not strange there. That's like, you know.
Look
yeah.
at that. Yeah. And by the way, he looks great in that.
He looks like you.
And you just got to find your right color.
You just said he looks like me. What yeah, you said, he basically looks, saw, and you got, that guy looks great.
Yeah, he looks fantastic. Actually, he looks really good. See, Tommy, check this out, okay?
Yeah.
Look what he's doing in his.
Yeah.
Some of your nice jewelry.
Yeah.
Like one of big, thick necklace with uh-huh, it, uh-huh. right? A watch. You dress up your Speedo. You don't just
smoking.
Cigar, cocktail. You dress up your Speedo. Your Speedo,
no, he's got
how about
this?
The
ice pack on his nuts over here on the far
yeah.
left.
Yeah. The problem yeah. is he's people like put on a Speedo yeah. and they let their Speedo wear them. Yeah. You need to wear your Speedo.
Dude, you're just fucking selling. You just sold like 20,000 Speedos.
I'm telling you right now, and this is why I need to be signed as an athlete, not yeah. just a celebrity, as an athlete. I will train in my Speedo. I will swim in my Speedo. You will only see me in my Speedo.
I agree.
But think about this. Hollywood Boulevard. We got a big billboard. We got Caleb Dressel, the guy who does Butterfly. The woman who does free, the this, and then me in the center. It's not just for champions.
Yeah.
You're selling it to the guy driving down the street. And then you're getting a bunch of, what you'll get is, without a doubt, Logan Paul's going to start wearing them. He's going to be like, actually, I look good in it.
Yeah.
Why am I not wearing this? Now yeah. the Burt's green lit it for regular guys. I'm a regular guy. I'm going to start wearing it. He's going to call up Jake, I got these Speedos sent to you. Jake Paul, Logan Paul are wearing it. All of a sudden, their whole podcast is wearing it.
Yeah.
Bob Mannery hits me up. Dude, I'm into Speedos.
Yeah.
Rogan calls me. Hey, man, for real. Is this Speedo thing a joke?
Yep.
I go, no, man, try it out. Rogan comes out. How great would Joe Rogan look in a fucking Speedo?
Look pretty good.
Shaq in a Speedo?
His old big old dick sticking out of the side.
Shaq
of
in a Speedo? Yeah. Shaq in a Speedo? Yeah.
Shaq, and then Barkley gets one. They start teasing each other.
God damn it.
Dude, that's the way to go.
I'm very excited. So in the race, Caleb Dressel will wear what I wear on stage. That was Dave Williamson's idea at the last second.
So a pair of jeans
and sneakers.
Okay. And Nike SBs.
Nike SBs ideally.
Yeah. And then you wear what he wears.
I want a competition Speedo. I want a competition Speedo.
Goggles
and a swim cap. And we start from the starting blocks, 50 free, straight shot, no fucking flip turn, straight shot. Just
how do you think he'll do?
You know, it's so funny. I got to be honest with you. I've talked to a bunch of swimmers about it. A bunch of people have reached out to me. They're like, the jeans, no problem. He's got you. The shoes cause a problem. Swimming in shoes can be pretty difficult. But you got to remember, this is the fastest human being that God has ever created to step into water.
But you know what he's got to remember?
Mickey Mandeljean.
You're a fucking athlete, Bert.
Mickey Mandeljean.
You got some problems up your fucking alley, Caleb. By the way, let me tell you right now.
36? You think 36 is good right now? Let me tell you something. When I'm going to be training, I'm going to lose weight.
You're going to be down to 35 in no time.
34 at least. And that was
Jesus Christ, that is double. It is double.
Well, first of all, we're going to make a meal out of this. Speedo, just give me the keys for the day. Let me be in charge of your marketing for the day. I'm not forever.
Yeah.
By the way, in this, you're signing me into a contract. I will be a sponsored Speedo athlete. That is part of the deal. I don't give a fuck if everyone on the team quits.
Listen,
the team.
I come attached. Don't think you can just sign Bert and not have his fucking corner man. All right?
We're a team right
I
now.
I get a whistle. You give me a fucking whistle. I want a big whistle that says Speedo on it. And Team USA or whatever the fuck you guys sponsor, I want one of those too.
And we're making a meal out of it. First off, we're going to swim legit 50 frees just first race.
Yeah.
That's legit 50 frees just to put in perspective.
I want the starter gun.
It's a great idea. I don't know if they have a gun in swimming. Do they?
They are for this one.
They do. They should.
Yeah.
And
if you don't have a starter gun, I'll bring one. So
I want to see if Caleb can beat me swimming backwards.
He can.
You know, because that's a swim drill they do, or that we used to do.
You mean backstroke?
No. Swimming actual back, not back. Type in swim drill swimming backwards.
And it's not backstroke. Dude,
by the way, it's not backstroke.
Backwards freestyle, is that what you're talking about?
Maybe. Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
I bet he can beat me swimming backwards.
100%.
Like, we're going to have, after two races.
You can put so many restrictions on what he can do.
He really could. He would
be, yeah, he's the fastest swimmer.
He actually, I'm not to tip the hat too much, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, in his DM, he was like, I don't think you could beat me with flippers and if I was wearing a trench coat. I can't remember exactly.
You know what
another
fun one would be?
What?
He's up on the blocks.
How about this?
And he goes, go ahead and start at the middle of the pool. Like, just start all the way down there. And he's like, are you ready?
Well, you know what would be a great one? He's got to beat me. We start in the water, but you hold on to his ankles.
That'd be a good one. Hey, by the way, you're winning that one. You're winning that one.
I think it's going to be fucking awesome. I'm super excited. Well, hopefully it happens. Because I'm confusing his DMs, and I don't want to say everything he said because I'm sure there's privacy things. It's like with Aaron Rodgers. I fucking rattled off anything the guy told me. He was like, when he came into the bus, he was like, I have COVID. I'm staying in Green Bay. Like, that's an, oh, no, I'm kidding. No. But I'm trying to be discreet. I'm such a party snitch. Like, I tell everyone, like Johnny Knoxville's like, hey, man, you didn't need to tell people. We were eating pills and smoking weed and throwing that people down.
Well, you also did that, you said, on the set of the movie in Serbia that someone told you, like, their secret, and then you told everybody.
Jimmy Tatro. I told, Jimmy Tatro told me a secret. Jimmy Tatro told me a secret, and we were in a pool. We were drinking rosé. He told me a secret, and I went like this, Tom. I went like, oh, for real? And I grabbed my phone and I called Kale and told Kale the secret. And Jimmy goes, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean? He goes, you just told Kale what I just told you. And I went, was I not supposed to do that? And he goes, I told you it's a secret. And I went, but I wasn't supposed to tell Kale. And he goes, no one. That's how a secret works. You're the only person I tell, and you don't get to decide who else knows my secret. And he goes, I'm never going to tell you another secret again. And I was like, it's probably a good call. I was like, I'm not good at secrets. Jimmy Tatro, sorry. I bet he's not comfortable with me telling that secret.
You already told it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you've told it before.
Yeah. I'm bad at secrets. So that's why I try to not tell everyone stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I try to judge what is a secret and what isn't a secret.
You're not a good judge.
No.
You're not a good judge. But I'm really excited for this Speedo thing.
It's going to be fucking fun. Yeah. And by the way, I'm up for this. Like, I'm up for all of this. Like, when I went to play with the Savannah Bananas, by the way, are you familiar with the Savannah Bananas? When this airs, I think their season will be over, and I apologize to them.
Is that who you did batting practice with?
I did batting practice with them. And, you know, when you think about Spanx, and you think about, like, just out-of-the-box ideas, this is a...
Oh, hold on. I got to answer this real quick.
Is it Johnny Knoxville?
No, it's Hannibal. Hey, Hannibal, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm doing a podcast, but I saw that you were calling.
Pocket Dial.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That sounds good. The music sounds good.
Thanks, man.
I thought you just read it, and you're like, I got to call you right back. Okay. All right. Sorry, man. Say hi to Bert.
What's up, Hannibal?
Hey, what's happening, Bert? How you doing, Doc?
Good.
All right. Get back to practice.
All right, y'all. Have
okay.
A cool
All right. I'll talk to you later. Okay. All right. Bye.
What's he doing?
I just sent him something to.
Is he in a band practice?
He's doing music now too.
Really?
Yeah. Hannibal does it all.
He's always done music though, right?
He's always loved music. I didn't know that he's always done it.
Tony Trim. Tony Trim. Yeah.
Yeah.
DJ Tony Trim. What were we just talking about before that? God damn it.
I don't know.
Bert's not a good judge of keeping secrets.
I mean, that's fucking known. Steve just texted me.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville is shooting something. He's like, can I call you later? And he said the two texts are, text Johnny Knoxville and see if he remembers me. And then Johnny Knoxville writes back, shooting, can I call you later? But the number's not attached. So I was just going to call Johnny Knoxville myself.
As he's shooting?
I'd love to.
Do you see my text? Don't forget to do that because I will set that up.
I don't know.
It's okay. We should wrap this up.
Hold on. I'm not done.
Oh, what?
Savannah Bananas.
That's what you were saying.
Okay. Right. Savannah Bananas.
Okay.
Pull up the page. So this is a guy. Before you click on anything, this is a guy who purchased a minor league baseball team.
Which is cool.
They were called the Sand Nats.
Okay.
And their attendance was zero. No one was going. And he decided, what if I made this like the Harlem Globetrotters?
Mm-hmm.
And I made baseball a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
And I changed the rules a little bit.
Can you do that?
Go to their Instagram page. And yeah, when he goes, and I just have two teams play. The Party Animals and the Bananas play every game.
Oh.
And his attendance is now through the roof. The rules are different.
You can do that, though?
You can do whatever you want, technically.
Okay.
He owns the team. So,
but don't they have to play other teams that are in minor league baseball?
Look at this. He has a left-handed batter and a right-handed batter against the pitcher.
You can do that, though?
You can do... Well, he's not affiliated with anyone. He just hires kids that... Young kids who are either... Like, that's a secret. You might want to take that out.
Okay.
I'll take that out. But I think he hires kids that played college ball that are really good, and he goes out and he teaches them their game. And now, their game is interesting. When you walk, once there's a walk, four balls, the person in the box can run as fast as they want around all the bases. Every person on the team has to touch the ball first before they can tag him out.
So it's easy to get a home run.
No. When you have a walk. So meaning four balls. As the batter, I immediately start sprinting. The catcher then has to throw the ball, and everyone has to throw it around the thing.
So you can get far.
You can get far. You can get a triple. So it makes walks interesting as fuck. As soon as you step in the batter's box, you're not allowed to leave the batter's box. No one's allowed to get out of the batter's box. And the pitcher can throw as quickly as he wants. So if he throws and then the catcher throws it back, he can throw it again. And so it makes baseball moves very, very fast.
I was going to say, this might make me watch baseball.
It does. Go click the one that says 36,000, far bottom right corner. Bottom right corner. So this is shit they do.
I saw this.
This is shit they do. Watch this. So there's a song playing and they all dance. So everyone in the stands is involved in everything. And then watch. Then the guy just goes and he pitches. Strike.
Yeah.
We went and tried out with them. I went, not tried out, but because I think I know. Yeah. I mean, no offense, but I'm pretty certain he'd let me play with them if I wanted to, because he's just trying to move 10,000 tickets a day. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. Yeah.
This is really fun. Who owns them?
God damn it. I met him and I don't know his name. Can you find out the guy's name?
He goes,
we make baseball fun. Fans first.
Yeah, this is.
And it's so fucking interesting. So it's only the two teams that play. The Party Animals and the Bananas. And then he takes it on the road. Jesse Cole.
He is the founder of Fans First Entertainment, owner of Savannah Bananas. His teams have welcomed more than 1 million fans to their ballpark. So he really is like a
P.T. Barnum.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's making it.
And he takes it on the road. They do a tour. The two teams, they go down to Daytona.
I'm assuming those players make more than other minor league players, too. Probably.
I don't know what their earnings are, but they're getting to play baseball. Which is, for anyone who loves baseball, that's the best.
Yeah.
Here, go to one of the videos. See one of the videos. Just and see something. I mean, they have chaos. They're in Montgomery, Alabama. They already went there.
Yeah.
But they come out. They have songs they come out to. The umpires are fucking hysterical. Look, to see the guy just walk. So everybody on the field has to touch the ball before they can tag him out. And they tagged him out a second.
Wow.
It makes baseball really fun. And the ball game moves so fast. We went to another minor league game on the road. What I've been doing is going to minor league stadiums and having lunch there. It's fucking awesome. If you have a minor league stadium in the fucking place.
Yeah, I've gone to a few places
and
that
just
have them.
And just that's where we do lunch. We go to a hockey game, the minor league hockey game. Just go have lunch. And it's fucking awesome. I don't know why they're not doing this for more.
Is that dude hitting like that?
Yeah.
Like in the splits?
He's lowering his strike zone.
All right, that's fucking cool, man.
They have they have
this is
and ridiculous. These guys all legit can play baseball.
Yeah. This is insane.
It makes baseball so fucking fun. It's really fun to watch. And these guys are all entertainers. So yeah. They kind of know how to play. Like, legit, some guys will be like, rodeo clowns are out there. Look at this ump is fucking hilarious, by the way.
I saw him grooving with the song.
Yeah.
He was like moving his ass to it too. Oh, so now, okay, he got a ball.
He just walked. So now everyone's got to try to touch the ball. Oh. He could keep running if he wanted to.
Oh.
But yeah, it's
hilarious.
It really is cool. And I wonder why they don't like when the XFL showed up. I remember thinking, you've changed some of the rules, but why not change all of them? Why not fucking make this real razzle dazzle football? Like, where it's like, fucking let them use steroids. We don't care. I guess steroids are illegal, but
no, that's fucking stupid. It should be. Yeah. It should be juiced to the fucking gills.
I want guys to have tails. Like,
yeah.
Like, and they should have. Like, one of the things I would have done in the XFL is I would have had guest, sponsors.
You should get, like, a fucking bonus check if you knock somebody unconscious in football, I think. Like, you should get, like, like they're like, you just made $100,000. You just knocked that guy out.
Like, as soon as the guy hits the, this is what they should do. As soon as the guy hits the ground.
Yeah.
If you
tackle a guy by his hair, because that's actually allowed. You're allowed to pull someone's hair.
Are you serious?
But, like, if you pull out someone's hair. That should be
$10,000 for every
a bonus. Yeah, that should be a bonus.
What they should do is, as soon as you hurt someone in the XFL and they hit the ground and they have to get the medic out, they should start a clock. And for every minute that they have to tend to that guy,
yeah,
you get $10,000.
And if everybody takes a knee for him, you get $100,000.
If there's a prayer circle,
they're like, if people start crying, they're like, you just got $1 million bonus.
This is fucking awesome. 5-2s, Cinco. Hey, I'm at the Greek.
You're at the Greek. Cinco de Mayo. Huh? Coming right up.
Tomorrow. No, this Thursday. Wednesday.
Two,
something.
Three. It's Wednesday, right? Wednesday is the fucking fifth.
Is that when this comes out?
That week it says, yeah.
I'm all taking my Band-Aid off.
You did it. You got your stem cells. You're ready to rock and roll. This is a good color for me.
You have blue eyes.
You got fucking cheese in your eyes. All right.
Fat sticks.
Fat sticks. Where's fat sticks? We gotta go.
All right, love you.
Love you too.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.